The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, triangleradingservice.org. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's go ahead and get started with this one from Woman's Day. Fuel your fitness, what to eat and when to rev up your energy and help muscles recover. 1. Before your workout. There's no rule that you have to chow down before you exercise, especially if your workout is moderate or lasts less than an hour. But if you do want a snack, my favorite pick is a banana. It's easy to digest and packed with potassium, an electrolyte depleted when you sweat, that supports muscle function and helps prevent cramps. For longer, more intense workouts, add a little protein for sustained energy. Pair a banana with a handful of almonds, or eat 6 ounces of Greek yogurt with a piece of fruit. Be sure to eat 30 minutes to an hour before exercise so your body has time to digest that food. 2. During your workout. Water is the best way to hydrate before, during, and after your workout. It's important for lubricating joints, regulating body temperature, and energizing you. If you crave a little flavor, skip sugary sports drinks and sip naturally flavored sparkling water, or freeze 100% fruit juice in an ice cube tray and add to flat or carbonated water to jazz it up. Aim to drink a few cups of water in the hours before your workout and another cup as soon as you're finished. Don't forget to sip during that sweat session, too. After your workout, the body uses glycogen, an energy source stored in the muscles, to power through exercise. Replenish it afterward with a snack that's rich in high-quality carbs. Think vegetables, fruit, dairy, or whole grains, not chips, pretzels, or crackers with refined flour, and at least 8 grams of protein to help your muscles recover. 2 good choices, an apple with 2 tablespoons nut butter, or scrambled eggs made with 1 whole egg and 2 egg whites served with half a grapefruit. Crunched for time, a cup of cow's milk or a serving of Greek yogurt will also do the trick. And last, get energized. Having caffeinated coffee or tea before your workout can help you push yourself a little harder and longer. Drink 1 cup of coffee or 2 cups of tea at least 30 minutes prior to the workout so the caffeine can work its magic. From Real Simple, meet me at home. There's a special pleasure in having people over that no night on the town can match. In this age of busy lives and perfect Instagram feeds, it can feel easier to meet on neutral ground, a favorite restaurant where you know the food is good and you don't have to hide the laundry. But there are lovely aspects to entertaining in the home that we're losing if this is the only way we meet. The greatest host I've ever known served as an appetizer, marmalade poured over a block of cream cheese, crackers on the side. She'd prepare this right at the table while she told you something interesting about the person to your left. She was a friend of my grandmother's. We called her Aunt Patty. And though her cooking was far from perfect, her willingness to bring people together was legendary. She'd combine friends of friends and family, convinced the act of gathering was enough to bridge any fault line. If conversation stalled, she always had a local petition in her bag that she'd get everybody talking again. She told me she didn't like gathering at restaurants because she didn't want everyone fussing with menus. She wanted people to focus on each other, and they did this more naturally when they were all eating the same thing. Aunt Patty usually told you where to sit, but this was not essential. I was impressed once by a friend who spontaneously invited a group of writers to her house for dinner. We helped ourselves to bowls of salad and a quickly made stew, and perched wherever we could. It felt like a typical night in her life that she happened to invite us into. A few years ago, when I wanted to invite my editor for dinner, I looked around my apartment and despaired. We had a hole in our kitchen ceiling and too few chairs. I wasn't sure when I'd last dusted. I almost picked a restaurant, and then I remembered Aunt Patty and the menus. I recalled some advice from Life is Meals by James and Kay Salter. Tidy the bathroom guests will use, clear clutter, and let it go at that. Devote yourself instead to the elements that will actually be memorable, the food and the conversation. I followed those rules, did not one thing more, and the night was a success. The food was memorable, though not for the right reasons. We dubbed a failed gluten-free pumpkin bread pumpkin surprise. But more important, we were cozy, and everyone, even the kids, stayed late talking around the table. So have courage. There's value in sharing your home as it is, not as you would shape it towards some ideal. Your guests will go home with not just the memory of a meal, but a sense of a life. From Good Housekeeping. Newsflash on wellness. Need to know nutrition, health, and fitness findings to help you feel flat out fantastic. Sweat to stay sharp. While cognitive decline probably isn't on your mind right this second, the same things that keep you fit and control your weight can reduce your risk of dementia later, including, of course, hitting the trails for a run or walk. Next time, grab your mom. New research shows that older adults with mild cognitive impairment, which may be a precursor to Alzheimer's disease or dementia, who do moderate intensity cardio workouts 4 times a week for 3 months, perform significantly better on cognitive tests. Why? Cardio may regulate blood flow, helping to improve brain function and keep you sharp. Healing plant. This is under the little subheading, Nature's Cures. Aloe vera can do much more than soothe sunburn, says Joel Schlesinger, MD, an Omaha-based dermatologist. Its stems store water, creating a clear gel-like substance that contains vitamins, antioxidants, minerals, and amino acids. Use it too, and there are 3 different options. Ease irritation. The leaves goo contains compounds that suppress inflammation, says Jennifer Gordon, MD, a dermatologist in Austin, as well as the pain reliever carboxypeptidase. Do a patch test to see whether you are sensitive to other ingredients in an aloe vera product before putting it on inflamed skin. Fight acne. Beyond its antibacterial properties, the gel has salicylic acid, an exfoliant that unclogs pores and acts as an anti-inflammatory on acne-producing oil glands. And speed up repair. Aloe vera contains agents known to help inhibit fungi, bacteria, and viruses, says David Lorchester, MD, a California dermatologist. It may help speed healing of wounds. Sunburning news from the FDA. This is a sunscreen update. The FDA has proposed new sunscreen regulations that could bring huge changes to offerings in the SPF aisle as soon as the end of the year. In the meantime, you can use this info from the FDA's findings to protect your skin this summer. Choose a physical block. Of the 14 ingredients found in sunscreens, only 2, zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, are proposed to be generally recognized as safe and effective, the FDA states. These 2 ingredients are mineral sunscreens that work as physical blockers on skin surface. The 12 other ingredients are chemical sunscreens, some of which have been associated with endocrine absorption disruption. Go for the big numbers. The FDA suggests that the SPF value allowed on labels be capped at 60+, and that as SPF, an indicator of UVB protection, increases, the amount of protection against UVA radiation also should go up. This means you'll get added protection from the rays that primarily cause skin aging, not just the ones that cause sunburn. Try to get the highest number you can this summer. Our tests have shown that people tend to apply 1/3 of the amount of sunscreen necessary to achieve the SPF listed on the label. We recommend using at least broad-spectrum SPF 50 to compensate. But note that a high SPF can give you a false sense of security, so remember to reapply at least every 2 hours. And read labels carefully. FDA wants to make them more specific and easier to read. For now, look for broad-spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 and peruse the ingredients on the backs of many labels to select a product containing zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, because the FDA wants more data on the others. Also, know that no sunscreen is waterproof or sweatproof. Search for a 40-minute or 80-minute water-resistant claim. And we have here from Good Housekeeping some more of their health tips. This is just a continuation, but all separate tips. Why fruits and whole grains might be lifesavers, literally. Grab a basket and go berry and peach picking. Stat. Poor diet contributes to 1 in 5 deaths, according to a new study in The Lancet. And the biggest culprits are too much sodium and not enough whole foods, especially produce like fruit and 100% whole grains such as oats and quinoa. Carbs get a bad rep because eating too many refined ones, found in things like cookies and white bread, is linked to higher risk of chronic diseases. But munching nutritious plant-based foods, swapping refined grains for 100% whole grain ones, and eating fruit instead of sugary snacks can help prevent diseases like diabetes. While you're at it, check the sodium content on labels. The CDC estimates that more than 70% of our sodium consumption comes from processed and restaurant foods. Trend alert. Is oat milk good for you? Well, it's not unhealthy. This is oat milk, but it's no miracle beverage. This trendy plant-based milk, now hogging supermarket shelves, is made by blending water and oats, then straining out the liquid. Oats on their own are filled with fiber, protein, B vitamins, and minerals like iron, calcium, and magnesium. They've also been linked to reduced risk of heart disease thanks to a fiber called beta-glucan that's associated with improved cholesterol levels, immunity, and gut health. However, because oat milk is processed, it's too early to say whether drinking oats has the same benefits. Compared with cow's milk, oat milk has similar calories, vitamins, and minerals, but more carbs and fiber and less protein. Bottom line, if you love oat milk, then by all means, pour an unsweetened one into coffee or a smoothie. But know that most commercial ones have slightly more calories than unsweetened almond milk and lack the protein in cow's milk that may help keep you full. And living vegan, what the heck is an impossible burger? Restaurants across the country offer this uber-popular veggie patty, touted as having a taste and similar texture to that of beef. It's made from soy and potato proteins, so if you're a vegetarian or a vegan hankering for a burger, go for it. Keep in mind, though, that its calorie count is comparable to ground beef's, but it has less protein and more sodium and saturated fat. If you eat meat, the best option for nutrition and sustainability is to halve the meat and mix in chopped veggies like mushrooms. And when subbing veggies for meat or grains in packaged food, make sure the first ingredient on the label is a vegetable. From Woman's Day, eat well on vacation. You've been waiting forever to go on that glorious trip and enjoy all the fun and food that comes with it. Keep your healthy eating habits from unraveling with these realistic tips for eating away from home. It's hard to pack healthy snacks for the plane. Yes, a bag of berries will get smooshed, but there are plenty of other nutritious options. Fill zip-top bags with light popcorn, nuts, seeds, or whole grain crackers, and throw an apple or a banana in your bag. You can also make your own trail mix with whole grain cereal, nuts and seeds, chopped dried fruit, and dark chocolate chips. I can't plan where we'll eat ahead of time. No matter what restaurant you choose, you can almost always order something healthy. Start with a salad or a shrimp cocktail. Then get grilled, baked, or broiled fish or chicken for your main dish, asking for sauces and dressings on the side, and, of course, pile on the vegetables. Indulgent foods are part of the fun of vacation. I couldn't agree more. When I'm away from home, I generally eat as healthfully as possible, but I also allow myself something indulgent each day. Try to make it a staple of the area so it'll be special and memorable, like key lime pie in Key West or clam chowder in Boston. Just remember to eat slowly and enjoy every delicious bite. Those flavored margaritas are so good. Yes, vacation can mean letting the alcohol flow, but one fruity drink can easily spill into several sugary calorie bombs. I try to stick with lighter sips, a glass of wine, vodka club soda with a splash of juice, a light beer. When I enjoy a blended creation, and it happens, I consider it dessert. And last thing, treat yourself, savor something each day that's not part of your regular eating plan. From Family Circle, Family Health Checklist, ears. Common causes of ear pain, ear infections. Sadly, you don't outgrow those infections, which are so common in little kids. See a doctor who'll likely prescribe antibiotics. Swimmer's ear. If you spend your summer poolside, you could end up with this intense itching and discomfort. And referred pain, an infected tooth or grinding your teeth while you sleep can make your ears feel like they have an infection. Once you treat the cause, the ache should stop. What's that ringing? Tinnitus. Hearing a persistent, high-pitched tone affects roughly 50 million Americans, and it's just as annoying as a mosquito constantly buzzing inside your ear. It often occurs after you've had a cold or gone to a concert and not worn earplugs. But if it persists or shows up suddenly, see your doctor ASAP. Protect new piercings. When your teen gets gold studs, thankfully in her ears, have her follow these steps. Keep starter earrings in for at least 6 weeks and twist the posts a few times a day. After washing hands, use soap and water to clean ears daily. Twice a day, dip a cotton ball in rubbing alcohol and clean around the piercing. She can also enjoy a light layer of petroleum jelly or first aid ointment to help prevent infections. What to do about earwax? The sticky stuff keeps out germs and debris, says Eric P. Voigt, MD, an otolaryngologist at NYU Langone Health. So don't wage a full-scale war against it. Simply use a washcloth and warm water to wipe debris from the outer ear. Don't prod anything down the canal, which can compact the buildup or, worse, puncture your eardrum. If wax is compacted, try a cleaning kit like Debrox Earwax Removal Kit, which is available for about $10. When your ears hurt, sleep with an extra pillow to let gravity drain any fluid that's trapped. Use SPF on your ears. You can get skin cancer there, too. And stock your medicine cabinet with eardrops. If you're at the pool all the time, a bottle of these dehydrating drops. We like RO Dry Ear Drying Aid Drops for $4. Is just as important as a towel. Ear plugs. Another pool day must have a pair of plugs like TYR silicone molded ear plugs for $4 to help keep water out. But if your daughter is more into jamming out than swimming laps, she'll need the noise-reducing kind. We've heard they're sometimes included in goodie bags at music festivals like Coachella, so let that be the angle you play. But the cool kids wear them. Nasal decongestant. If you have a cold and are about to get on a plane, take Advil Sinus Congestion and Pain for $8.50 or use a CVS Health Nasal Decongestant Vapor Inhaler for $6.50 to avoid painful pressure in your ears. And last, turn down the sound. Anything louder than 90 decibels, like shouting directly in someone's ear, can eventually worsen hearing and cause permanent hearing loss. So if you can hear their Fortnite game from down the hall, it's too loud. And a couple little ones here from Women's Day. Daily Dilemma, how do I stop mosquito bites from itching? Women's Day's expert, Mona Gahara, MD, says, first, Manuka honey. Dab a drop or two of this honey, which contains an anti-inflammatory organic compound not found in other honey, on the bite. Plus, the sticky stuff is a deterrent to scratching. Buy it at grocery stores. Then a chilled spoon. The cool sensation brings down swelling and numbs the skin, which can give you immediate short-term relief. Ice also does the trick, but a metal spoon that has been frozen for 10 to 20 minutes will stay cold longer. And oats. Mix a spoonful of crushed oats with a little water to create a paste to apply to your bite. Oats have natural soothing properties that calm itchy, irritated skin. From Good Housekeeping, the best way to slice a melon. First, after rinsing the melon thoroughly and slicing off both ends using a large serrated knife, halve it lengthwise by standing it on one cut end and slicing all the way through. Then slice vertically down the length of the melon with the rind on at 1 to 1.5 inch intervals. Cut crosswise down the width of the melon at 1 to 1.5 inch intervals to form a grid. Separate into batons, which are kind of like bars, that each one of those bars will have rind on one end. And separate and serve. Next, we move to some recipes from Family Circle. Turmeric chicken salad. The fiber and protein in chickpeas and sliced almonds makes you feel full. Both the chicken and raisins contain potassium. This serves 3, prep time 15 minutes, and cook time 11. Half cup dry whole wheat pearl couscous, 1 teaspoon ground turmeric, 1/4 teaspoon salt plus to taste, 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil, 1/2 pound boneless skinless chicken breast, 1/2 of a yellow bell pepper diced, 3/4 cup chickpeas drained and rinsed, 1/3 cup golden raisins, and 1/4 cup toasted sliced almonds. For the dressing, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon chopped cilantro, 1 teaspoon honey, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 3 tablespoons EVU, that's extra virgin olive oil. Bring a medium pot of lightly salted water to a boil. Add couscous, cook 10 minutes. Drain and rinse in cool water. Transfer to a medium bowl. While the couscous cooks, combine turmeric with 1/4 teaspoon salt and rub all over the chicken. Heat oil in a large stainless skillet over medium-high. Sear chicken 3 minutes on each side. Reduce heat to medium and cook 3 to 5 minutes until cooked through. Remove to a cutting board and let cool. Make the dressing. In a small bowl, whisk lemon juice, cilantro, honey, and salt. While whisking, add EVU in a thin stream. Cut chicken into 1/2 inch pieces. Combine in a bowl with the couscous, bell pepper, chickpeas, raisins, and 1/2 the almonds. Toss with 1/2 the dressing and salt to taste. Divide among 3 resealable containers, dividing remaining dressing and almonds alongside. Before eating, drizzle with dressing and top with almonds. To make it vegetarian, omit the chicken from the salad and get your protein from 2 hard-boiled eggs to eat on the side. How about a cherry cooler? This is a beverage for you. This serves 2, prep time 2 minutes. It's a nice recovery drink, it says, probably after working out. Combine 1 cup tart cherry juice, 3/4 cup almond breeze banana almond milk, 1/2 cup frozen dark cherries, not thawed, 2 to 3 tablespoons plain Greek yogurt, 2 tablespoons chia seeds, white if available, and 1 tablespoon honey, optional, in a blender. Blend till smooth and slightly thickened. If you want to make a swap here, if you can't find banana almond milk, substitute in 1/2 a cup plain almond milk plus 1/2 of a frozen banana. Salmon pasta. This is a dinner, serves 4, prep time 15 minutes, cook time is 7. We need 1 box 8.8-ounce chickpea pasta, such as Barilla Cesarici, 3/4 pounds skinless salmon cut into small chunks, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon Italian seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon cracked black pepper, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 2 cups packed baby spinach, 1 cup cherry tomatoes halved, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/2 cup crumbled feta cheese. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Add chickpea pasta and cook 7 minutes. Meanwhile, toss salmon chunks with 1/2 teaspoon salt, the Italian seasoning, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Heat EVU in a large stainless skillet or sauté pan over medium-high to high. When oil is hot, add salmon and cook, stirring occasionally, 2 minutes. Add spinach and tomatoes and cook until spinach is wilted, about 2 minutes. Add lemon juice, cook 1 minute. Drain pasta and add to the pan. Season with 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper and sprinkle with feta. Toss to combine and serve warm. From Real Simple, I've got an easy dinner, summer pork chops. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and it serves four. It's quick cooking and gluten-free. We need a quarter cup balsamic vinegar, a tablespoon of honey, one clove garlic finely chopped, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper divided, 6 tablespoons olive oil divided, plus more for grill grates, 4 half-inch thick bone-in pork chops, or about 2 pounds, 4 cups arugula, which is about 4 ounces, 1 cup loosely packed fresh flat-leaf parsley leaves torn, and 4 ripe peaches, nectarines, or apricots pitted and sliced. Preheat grill to high, 450 to 500 degrees. Lightly oil the grates. Whisk vinegar, honey, garlic, half teaspoon each salt and pepper, and 5 tablespoons oil. Pat pork chops dry and brush with the remaining 1 tablespoon oil. Season both sides with remaining 1 teaspoon salt and half teaspoon pepper. Grill uncovered, flipping once until a meat thermometer inserted in the thickest portion registers 145 degrees, approximately 3 to 4 minutes per side. Let rest 10 minutes. Meanwhile, toss arugula with parsley and peaches. Serve with pork drizzled with vinaigrette. Easy egg salad toast. This is 10 minutes active time, 30 minutes total, serves 4, quick cooking, and vegetarian. We need a quarter cup champagne or white wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, half teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/3 cup olive oil, 8 large eggs, 1/4 cup drained capers, 1/2 cup torn fresh flat-leaf parsley leaves, 1 head radicchio, cored and sliced, 8 slices crusty bread, toasted. Whisk the vinegar, mustard, salt, and pepper. Whisk in oil. Place eggs in a medium saucepan and add enough water to cover. Bring to a boil. Remove from heat and cover. Let stand for 7 minutes. Transfer to a large bowl of ice water to cool. Peel eggs and slice. Gently toss eggs, capers, parsley, and radicchio with the vinaigrette. Divide among toasts and serve immediately. From Real Simple, deep breathing is a wonderful way to both wake up and release tension. Begin by lying down and give your toes a little wiggle. Touch the crown of your head to become more attuned to the top of your body. As you breathe in, imagine your inhale traveling down to your toes. As you exhale, feel your breath moving back up to the crown of your head. Take another inhale just down to your knees and an exhale back up. Keep going, breathing into your pelvis and exhaling to your crown, into your belly and out to your crown, into your chest and out, into your jaw and out. From there, take the return journey down the length of your body. And by the time you're done, you should feel more relaxed and alert. And that was from Edward Jones, and the website, nowyogany.com. I'll just spell it out. nowyogany.com. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time.